Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids, where overtime awaits. The Evergreens have come back to tie the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. The break comes at a good time for the DC Everest Evergreens because they did not get a shot on goal after they got even on Brady Burrell's goal. Evergreens were outshot in the third period, 14-2. Michael Moe's been steady as a rock between the pikes. But Wisconsin Rapids had the best of the action in the final 5 minutes of the period. So the Evergreens getting that break gives them a little bit of time to regroup. Chris Babiarz takes the draw as the puck drops for overtime. Caleb Shore took the draw for Rapids. Babiarz controlled that draw, sent behind the net. Next goal wins it as we play an 8 minute overtime period. Evergreens behind the net, centering in front off the stick of Brady Burrell. Now along the near boards, Avery Allard sent it just wide of the near post. Allard didn't get a lot on that shot, but it was a flutterer, and it just came wide. Evergreens look to hold the zone. Nope, Wisconsin Rapids comes back the other way. They do not have numbers, though. Caleb Shore carries it into the corner. Shore looks to center. Now he's behind the net, thinking about a wraparound. Now he does have traffic in front. Briefly loose in front. Avery Allard got a stick on it and got it out of there. Rapids still controls. It's behind the net. Matt Edwards looks to center. Edwards is behind the net. Shore looked for a man in front. Now a slap shot, traffic in front, and it's off Michael Moe's stick. Popped up behind the net. Evergreen's got to get it out of here. Wisconsin Rapids still controls the puck. Poke checked away. Nice defensive play there by Chris Babiarz. And now it comes out to the red line. Evergreens will get a change here. Puck goes into the corner. Wave off, icing deflected off one of the Evergreens players. DC Everest now tries to come back with a counterattack. And it's on the stick of Brady Burrell. Burrell is forward to Bryce Dively, centering just out of the reach of Chris Sackman. Comes back out to the red line. Rapids had numbers for a moment, but instead they couldn't control the puck. Evergreens back there with Nate Bruns. Bruns goes cross ice. Along these near boards, Bryce Dively. Dively puts it on goal from outside the blue line. It's covered up there by the goalie Tyler Gilbert. Gilbert got down on both knees and covered it up with his pads, wanted to make sure he didn't give up a cheap one. We are in overtime. Next goal wins it. Faceoff is going to come to Gilbert's right. Chris Babiarz will take the draw for the Evergreens. Babiarz tries to control that puck. Michael Plaza is in. Briefly came loose in front, but Plaza couldn't get a stick on the backhand side. Evergreens go and chase down the puck at center ice. Now it's in the skates of Brady Burrell. Evergreens trying to get organized along these near boards. Avery Allard bouncing from outside the blue line. Again, that was on goal. And Gilbert covers it up. Don't want to give up a cheap goal here in overtime. Gilbert sees those bouncing, fluttering pucks coming onto the net. And he wants to make extra sure. Babiarz again takes the draw for the Evergreens. Evergreens done a good job keeping the puck here and keeping some pressure on the Rapids net, which we did not see late in the third period. It's behind the net. Babiarz tries to catch up with it. One of the Rapids defenders, Jacob Mormon. Evergreen with a shot in front. Plaza save! Oh, my! Michael Plaza from point-blank range on the backhand side, and Tyler Gilbert went down low to deny him. That was the Evergreen shot to get out of here with a win. The break between regulation and overtime has done a world of good for the Evergreens. They're playing much better. Face-off here comes down the other end. Evergreens have to fight for it. And it is the Evergreens' Nate Bruns who sends it forward now onto the stick of Chris Babiarz. Babiarz shot off one of the Rapids defender's sticks and into the over the plexiglass and out of play. Sudden death here. 5:35 left in overtime. If no one scores in the next 5.5 minutes, this game will end as a tie, which will be the first of the year for both teams. Evergreens control the draw. It's behind the net, but Wisconsin Rapids comes away with it. Rapids in their own end. They'll have to get a rush here. And taken away here along the near boards by D.C. Everest. Brady Burrell fights for it. Pinned up against the boards. Now Rapids comes away, and Rapids is into the zone. Skating in, centering pass, and now circling around instead of taking that shot was Caleb Shore. Shore instead goes into the corner for Matt Edwards. I think Shore should have taken a shot here. Now with traffic in front, Michael Moe is down on his belly for a moment, and the puck is loose. One of the Evergreen defenders gets it out of there. Michael Plaza. Rapids skating back in, and again, stick checked away Nate Bruns and popped up and out of the zone. Rapids for a moment had the goalie out of position. Rapids back onside, skating into the zone. Shore loses it in the corner, and Nate Bruns fights for it there. Evergreens have baby arms to get it out. Nope, Rapids holds it into the blue line along those near boards. Rapids looking to center. 4.5 minutes left in overtime. Centering in front, and disrupting that is Avery Allard. Evergreens have a two-on-two coming back the other way. Allard puts it on goal from outside the blue line. Long shot. Now it's behind the net. Hit the side of the net. Evergreens fight for it to hold this zone here. They've got baby arms back there, and they've got Grant Dennis fighting to keep it in. Evergreens look to center. Coming out to the point. Here's a shot on goal from Allard. Hit the post, and it scores on a rebound. The Evergreens have won it overtime. The shot hit the post, and then the Evergreens stuffed it in on the rebound to win this game in overtime. There's the signature win that the D.C. Everest Evergreens were looking for, and Wisconsin Rapids handed just their second defeat of the year. Winning goal comes at 4:10 in overtime for a 5-4 D.C. Everest victory. We are standing by for scoring information as the Evergreens battle back to get a win over Wisconsin Rapids. In fact, the linesman is coming over to the scorer's table to tell us who scored that winning goal in overtime. Initially in the sequence, the shot hit the near post, and it was a rebound that was put in by D.C. Everest to secure this 5-4 win and what's going to be a very happy ride home for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. We'll be back with the scoring information and a wrap-up. Let's take a two-minute break. Final score, Evergreens 5, D.C. Everest defeats Wisconsin Rapids 5-4. Bryce Dively gets credit for the goal. Degner and Avery Allard get assists. It was Allard's shot that hit the post. Back to wrap this up in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may have to be made by a judge or jury. However, you are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you're in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by contacting the law firm of Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management. If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may have to be made by a judge or jury. However, you are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you're in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by contacting the law firm of Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southwood County Recreation Center in Wisconsin Rapids, where, surprise, surprise, in overtime, the D.C. Everest Evergreens have upset Wisconsin Rapids 5-4. Bryce Dively's rebound goal after Avery Allard hit the near post 3.5 minutes into overtime is the difference. Who would have thought the Evergreens, after losing a heartbreaker in overtime last night, would come back tonight and hand Wisconsin Rapids just their second loss of the season? Give credit to the Evergreens. They scored the last three goals of the game, all unanswered. Brady Burrell had two of them. Brady Burrell got the Evergreens back within 4-3, a goal with just 7 seconds left in the second period. Burrell also had the only goal in the third period, an unassisted goal from back of the blue line to get this game tied up with 5 minutes left at 4-4. Wisconsin Rapids had a lot of scoring opportunities after the Evergreens got it back to even at 4 apiece. Michael Moe with many key saves. In fact, once the Evergreens got back to 4-4, they did not get another shot on goal in regulation. But in overtime, both teams had scoring opportunities. The winning sequence, Avery Allard hit the near post from a shot just inside the blue line, but the rebound came loose and was put in by Bryce Dively, giving the Evergreens a 5-4 upset win over Wisconsin Rapids. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They improved to 5-4 in Wisconsin Valley Conference play and 10-8 overall. Wisconsin Rapids with a very flashy 17-1 record until tonight's game. They fall to 17-2 and are 5-2 in the Valley Conference. And as we mentioned in between periods, Wisconsin Rapids has some tough customers coming up. They have two games next week against Spash, once here and once on the road. They still have a game remaining against Walsall West. So Wisconsin Rapids has suffered a disheartening defeat here at the hands of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Evergreens trailed 2-0, 3-1, and 4-2, and battled back to within one goal in each of those trailing by two situations. Got it even with 5 minutes left in regulation, and win it 3.5 minutes into overtime here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Evergreens were in the middle of a stretch of 3 games in 4 days. They're off tomorrow and are back at the Green Heck Fieldhouse on Monday against an out-of-conference opponent, Chippewa Falls. Hopefully there'll be a nice crowd of Evergreens fans to welcome the D.C. Everest team back home after a thrilling road win tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, our final score in overtime, Evergreens 5, Wisconsin Rapids 4. That's going to do it tonight from the Southwood County Recreation Area. Thank you for joining us. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Celestia and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.